PyTheon, New Models Using Narratives, written by Freya Gulamali and Will Connectly, MBA, MPH. The PyTheon initiative aims to enhance preoperative planning and patient outcomes through advanced predictive models. PyTheon is a graphical user interface that, when a user enters any patient identifier, presents the patient's postoperative complication and mortality risk using their available electronic health record data. It is unusual among postoperative prediction products because it uses only features typically available when a surgeon posts a case. Therefore, it aims to provide an honest accounting of risk knowledge weeks before surgery. Notably, the only user entry requirement is a medical record number and planned procedure. In contrast, its most used competitor, the American College of Surgery's National Surgical Quality Improvement Program, called NISQIP model, requires more than 5 manual entries. Dr. Michael Kent, Associate Vice Chair of Perioperative Informatics in the Department of Anesthesiology, shared that
healthcare remains largely a reactive practice, and the current predictive tools are limited in time horizon, ungeneralizable cohorts, and the ability to integrate into clinical workflows. PyTheon breaks the glass ceiling on these issues by providing unique upstream predictive capabilities that allow for preoperative optimization, resource allocation, and planning to impact measurements that clinically matter the most. Critically, the model framework allows for the integration of novel features that can scale to a host of additional outcomes important to both patients and healthcare systems.
PyTheon's newest predictive models have scaled to support critical outcome areas such as venous thromboembolism prevention, postoperative intensive care unit needs, and discharge planning. By leveraging narrative data over traditional ICD-10 codes, PyTheon is setting new clinical validity data standards. Let's talk about our new models. One of the most significant advancements in the PyTheon project is the development of a new model for predicting venous thromboembolism using narrative data from ultrasound and CT reports. Traditional models rely heavily on ICD-10 codes, which have shown variable sensitivity and specificity. Internal chart reviews have also indicated significant delays between the occurrence of venous thromboembolism and the assignment of diagnosis codes. The new narrative-based model, however, offers significantly higher sensitivity and specificity. This model provides a timelier and clinically valid outcome by identifying venous thromboembolism from the same sources that inform clinical judgment. The performance metrics of the narrative-based model are comparable to those of the ICD-10 model, but the former's clinical applicability makes it a game-changer in venous thromboembolism prediction. Another critical area where PyTheon is making strides is in predicting postoperative intensive care unit needs. Early recognition of patients requiring acute care after surgery can significantly improve patient outcomes. By combining this predictive capability with other outcomes, the model offers a more in-depth understanding of a patient's needs, enabling healthcare providers to allocate resources more efficiently and effectively. Effective discharge planning is crucial for reducing hospital stays and minimizing post-discharge complications. PyTheon's model for early discharge planning ensures that transportation, caregivers, family support, and other resources are available during discharge. This proactive approach reduces hospital costs and lowers the likelihood of post-discharge complications, improving overall patient care. The PyTheon project is subject to rigorous oversight and evaluation to ensure its robustness and fairness. Multiple subgroups have studied the models, and we presented a comprehensive bias and mitigation plan. The Duke Institute for Health Innovation has recruited surgeons and anesthesiologists to practice using the application and validate the models. This evaluation is silent. Providers test the model in real time without taking clinical action based on the model's predictions. The project is progressing towards reviewing over 100 cases, ensuring the models are statistically sound and practically applicable. Venous thromboembolism poses a significant risk, particularly postoperatively, due to immobility. The risk after major orthopedic surgery is 4.3%, with additional hospital-acquired venous thromboembolism costs estimated at $17,367 per patient. Traditional methods of determining venous thromboembolism rates using diagnosis codes have shown variable sensitivity and specificity, with significant delays in diagnosis. The PyTheon project addresses these issues by developing a language-based definition for venous thromboembolism using ultrasound and CT scan reports. This method aims to create a more accurate ground truth for venous thromboembolism, increasing the model's clinical applicability and utility. The model was trained on a cohort of 364,528 surgical cases from 238,058 patients, using a light GBM ensemble of decision trees. The final language-based definition achieved a positive predictive value of 95% and a negative predictive value of 99% for acute venous thromboembolism. The model's performance metrics, including AUROC and AUPRC, were comparable to those of the ICD-10 diagnosis code model, but with a slight increase in identified venous thromboembolism, indicating its superior detection capabilities. DHI is not stopping at venous thromboembolism prediction. Future interests include developing models for acute kidney injury and using the venous thromboembolism phenotype to monitor hospital-acquired venous thromboembolism separately from Pytheon. In conclusion, DHI's Pytheon project is setting new benchmarks in predictive healthcare. By leveraging narrative data and focusing on clinically valid outcomes, Pytheon is poised to transform postoperative care, intensive care unit needs, and discharge planning, ultimately improving patient outcomes and reducing healthcare costs.